So before we start this episode, we would like to say a huge thank you to our brand new sponsor, who are Heckles.
Yep.
Our little angels. They are our favourite eco warriors.
Mm-hmm.
They just keep giving.
Oh my God, they do, don't they?
Giving to our wonderful planet. But they have just released their new mycelium and seed paper packaging.
Oh my God.
Bit of a mouthful.
It's amazing.
Which is 100% biodegradable.
It is insane. So essentially what that translates to to us mere mortals is that if you buy their GPS candles or their mixology sets, which is different oils, they have decided, obviously, if you're buying a candle, it comes in glass. So you have to have quite hefty packaging. And they have managed to take the root system of mushrooms,
right,
that obviously you don't eat it because it's all found underground. It's basically just a load of white threads that have weaved together. They've taken them out, they've dried them out, and they've mixed them with sawdust, flax, and hemp husks and little natural bits like that. So once they've mixed everything together, they essentially just made a mold for the candle to sit in. So it dries up into the shape that you want to create it. They slot in the candle and send it on its way with the seed paper around the outside of it. But essentially, it just means that they've taken a natural product, they've created a nice protective packaging for the candle. But also, once you've got your candle and you don't need it anymore, then you can compost it and you can just kind of reuse it, improve soil quality.
Oh, amazing. They honestly... unbelievable.
They never fail to surprise us.
I know. And for all you lovely listeners who are very intrigued by this amazing brand, because why wouldn't you be?
Mm-hmm.
They have given us a 20% discount code, but we're not going to spoon feed you just yet. You know, we want you to make it through the app as well. We're interested too.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you want their 20% discount code, then keep
listening.
Wait
till the end of the episode.
Yeah, keep listening. Just keep listening.
Thank you to the sponsors of this episode, Heckles.
Thanks. Hey guys, welcome back to Birthday Skin. I am Amy.
And I am Charles.
Hello, hello, hello. This is your October/November chunk of our hit list, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So
yep, you've all been waiting for since September and August.
Woohoo! So essentially, this is an episode whereby we just run through a lot of the stuff that we're enjoying at the minute. Not just in skincare, we've decided to include a few cultural things, books, TV shows, films, music, yada yada.
Mm-hmm.
Just to kind of vary it out a little bit, you know. So each episode of the hit list, we take three products each that have either been gifted to us or that we've bought ourselves, and chat about why we love them so much.
Yeah, we do, bitch.
I've got some exciting ones, you know.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Very exciting ones. So where do you want to go first?
Can do, yeah. My first one is it kind of is skincare. It is the Glossier Haloscope in Quartz.
Oh, hello. I love the Haloscope.
Is honestly my go-to for highlighter. I just fucking love it.
Yeah, it looks so natural.
I did try and go for the Night Shine for a while, but it didn't blend as nice as the...
Did it not?
It was nice.
Yeah.
But you had to put more effort to blend it. And what I love about the Haloscope is I just went to do a motion of putting it on my cheek and just clawed myself. Yeah, it's literally just bom bom and it's on.
I got out of the car on the way here, I don't know how I managed to do it. I just opened the door but managed to scrape my whole face on the side of it. And Alex was just sat there like, are you okay? And I was like, my eyebrow. We're both in the wars.
I know. But yeah, I just love it. It's like the quartz one that I get gives you a really pearly, a pearlescent shine.
Mm.
Because you can get, there's three different shades.
I've got the uncoloured one.
Yeah, so there's the uncoloured one.
Yeah.
And then there's a darker one for darker skin tone. So I just went to that bang in the middle because I do to have, as well as a shine, a bit of colour.
Yeah.
So the pearlescent one works really nice for me. And it's just a dewy highlighter.
You know when you put it on,
mm.
do you draw the line and then dab it and blend it in?
I normally use fingers and go like that and put it on from my fingers.
Yeah, that's what I do as well.
Because it's a lot more natural, especially if you put it over the top of makeup, it'll draw the makeup off.
Yeah, it would push the makeup.
But yeah, I love it. So it's like, when you look at it from like a bird's eye view, it's got like two layers. The outer layer is like the highlight. The inner layer is like a vitamin-rich moisturiser for a hydrated, dewy finish. What I really like about it, that it's not glittery or dry. Like, you know, you can get some powder highlighters that are dry as fuck. Yeah. But yeah, it's also paraben, fragrance and cruelty-free. That's my number one go-to highlighter. And it's £18, which, lasts a while though. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It does last quite a while. Mm-hmm. I've been obsessed with it for about a year and I'm only on my second one.
Oh.
So yeah, I absolutely love that. I couldn't live without it. I feel like it just... I also love when people are like, I don't want to look greasy. I love looking dewy. I love looking wet. Like, I don't know. I just like looking
wet,
like I've got a nice glow. And I feel like this is the perfect thing. Like, I literally, I pop it on my cheekbones. I pop it on my chin. I pop it above my Cupid's bow. I pop it on my nose and like up my nose. And then I pop a bit either side of my
Then she puts two blobs on each nipple and one on a foof as well, just for extra.
That's not funny. But yeah.
Glowy nebs.
And in the summer,
do you have it on now?
Yeah,
glowy.
And in the summer, if it's obviously warm, a little bit on your shoulders.
Oh yeah,
really nice.
Cute.
Obviously, if you use it that excessively, you're going to go through quite a lot.
Obviously, if you put it on your nipples, your feet, and your shoulders, you're obviously going to have none left by the end of the stick.
Kind of wooden,
the size of your nips.
Fuck off. I wouldn't put it on your feet. I think that's remedy for thrush.
That
right
was
there,
just a joke. Haha. Yes. Do you want me to do my first one?
Yeah, go on.
So we were sent some goodies from Skin Iceland a little while ago now. Mm. And in the little pack that we got sent, there were some hydrofirming cooling gels. So there were three in there. So there was the nasolabial lines, which are the... lines that run from your nose down to the sides of your mouth, one for your forehead, and then obviously under eye ones. I have since found, when I've been trying to research this to figure out the cost of it, that you can't actually buy all three of them in one pack. The nasolabial line and then the forehead one come in a pack, which is £30, and then the eye masks are £14 for four.
Hmm.
For four sets, I should say. And I kind of wasn't, I'm not going to lie, I wasn't really expecting much. I put a picture of it on my Instagram, on our Instagram.
Rude.
And, by the way, I forgot to say I got 1,000 followers just after we finished recording that episode.
Yeah, and the thousandth was my mum.
Yeah.
Because I messaged her saying, please follow Charlie back.
I can unfollow the vamps on One Direction now. Thanks, Sharon, you saved me. Anyway, yes, I wasn't really expecting a lot, but I left them on because they felt really lovely, like felt very relaxed when they were there. You know, like sometimes it's nice just to have a bit of pressure on your face. Yeah. You know, when you have a face massage or something, a facial. It felt a little bit like that. And then I took them off and I was like, whoa. I just looked refreshed, honestly. Yeah. And if you've not listened to the hit list before, these are just our three favourites and nothing, like we don't get paid to put them in. They're not sponsored or anything. Sometimes the products are gifted, but we don't actually have to say this. So they are well worth time and money. Mm. The
I've
only
not
annoying,
used mine yet.
It's what, sorry?
I haven't used mine yet.
Oh my God, I'm going to steal them.
I mean, we don't live together anymore, so you can't do that.
I'll get Fran to do it.
Bitchy my friend. If she does that, I'm going to make her unfollow you on Instagram.
So the only annoying thing is you only get one forehead one and one of the nasolabial line ones for £30, which is like you can buy a Kiehl's face mask that you can use, like a tub of face mask for £30, £40. So it's kind of expensive, but if you've got an event or you're particularly conscious about your nasolabial lines or your forehead or something, definitely give these a go. I'm thinking that next time I have a special event I will have to purchase.
Lovely.
Yep.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. Yeah. My second one. I can't actually remember if I've... I don't think I've mentioned it in a hit list app before. I don't think I have. It is the Kiehl's Calendula Mask.
Oh, my God. That stuff smells so good.
Yeah. So I went into Kiehl's for, like, to get my skin tested. Like, sometimes when I was on my break at work, I just used to go in to get loads of freebies.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. I want you guys to all know that being skincare, well, we're not skincare experts, but we like to kind of say we are. We are not living the life of Riley. We love a fucking sample.
Yeah, we love absolutely a freebie. Love it.
So yeah, go in. And she was like, because I have like quite oily to dry to sensitive skin, she was like, the calendula range is like perfect for you. And I was like, oh, amazing. The toner's £35.
Yeah.
So for Christmas, I mean, we're talking a while back now, but I got it like a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
For Christmas, I asked my sister for the toner and the face mask.
Mm-hmm.
But I asked her, I was like, right, I'll give you the extra bit of money to get the bigger face mask.
Yeah.
So she got me the bigger one. And I absolutely love it. Like, the toner is insane, but I've obviously used it all and not repurchased yet. Yeah. But the mask, right, so it's £44 for
100ml. Oh.
Pricey. But it's calendula and aloe, and it's just soothing and it's hydrating and it, like, strips back any signs of like distress. And I feel like if I've had like a really long day and say my skin, like, I've not got spots, like, I've not broken out, I'm not particularly oily, I'm not, like, there's nothing wrong, I just feel dull, that's when I'll use that mask, because I feel like when my skin's feeling really shit with like breakouts and stuff, that's when I'll go towards a clay mask or something. But like, I feel like there's not that, like, I don't know, it's just a really nice product to go to when there's actually no skin concern. I just feel like I need a bit of a pamper.
Yeah.
And, oh my God, it's absolutely amazing. So it's actually got the calendula flower petals inside the mask.
It, yeah.
And it's like, it's the packaging. I don't know if the packaging is, it's got a slightly orange tint, because when you actually take the mask out, it's not, it's orange, but when you put it on your skin, it's clear.
Yeah.
So it's like you can't really see it. And basically what you do is you just pack it all on, quite a thick, lumpy layer, leave it for 10 minutes, wipe it off.
Mm.
Like, it's so nice that I want to keep it on for ages and ages and ages. And to be fair, I didn't use it as much when I bought it, when it got bought for me, because I didn't want to run out of it.
Yeah.
So I've started using it like a lot recently, because I think if I'm never going to use it, what's the point? It'll only go out of date and just go minging.
Yeah.
And I just love it. Like, obviously with me starting a new job and like doing longer days and seasons changing, I feel like it's just the perfect thing for me right now.
And it just smells absolutely gorgeous. It does. Remember when we took pictures of it and I was like,
it's honestly, I
want to drink it almost.
I think that order of the mask and the toner is going to be like my subscription to my sister for my Christmas presents every single year.
Oh yeah, that's a good shout.
Same again last year.
Yes, please. Yeah, I'll have a top up. I fully agree with that. I really wanted to invest in some skincare like Kiehl's when I was in America, but I was like, you know what? New York is way too fucking expensive for me to then start dropping into my overdraft for a face mask. So goodbye.
Yeah.
Really depressing. So my second addition to the hit list is the Egyptian Magic All-Purpose Skin Cream.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what? I was speaking to a girl at work and she was like talking to me about this thing that started with the word Egyptian, and I was talking about what you were on about.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it looks so nice. I really want to try it. It's meant to be really good for hydration. She was like, I thought it was a powder that you put water in and you mix it. And I was like, we're definitely not on about the same thing here. And then it's like there's another thing on the market called like the Egyptian Aztec clay mask something.
Yes, I have
apparently
seen that.
Fucking, I don't know. Apparently people sway it, like pray on it, but no, it scares
way
me.
It was anyway, on offer when I saw it and I was like, ha, this looks like an Egyptian magic copy.
Yeah, literally, doesn't it? She got it so confused and I was like, I think we're talking about different things.
Damn it. Maybe I'll have a look into that then.
Mm.
So, funnily enough, I did buy this when I was away, but guess where I bought it?
Manchester Airport.
On the bloody plane.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. So, it was on the Thomas Cook flight to New York.
Yeah.
And they were like, so the offers on duty free today are that there's an extra 25% of everything in flight in the booklet. If you would like anything, then please do let us know and we will assist you accordingly. So I was like flicking through, and obviously sometimes I'm just a bit like, nah. They had loads of good stuff in it.
Did they?
They had Alpha H, everything, yeah. Really good stuff. And then I was like, you know what? I've seen this Egyptian magic cream getting absolute, like, rave reviews. And it basically ended up being £15.
That's all right. How much is it meant? Decent.
Yeah, so it was something like that. I can't actually exactly remember how much it was. But I really like it.
Yeah, I've heard.
Really, really like it. It kind of looks like Vaseline, and you can use it on your hair, you can use it on your skin. So far, I've only been using it as a moisturiser because I forgot to pack enough wool eater for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I was kind of using it as that, but it looked like really nice. At first, when you put it on, you are greasy AF. Mm-hmm. And then within like 10 minutes, it's soaked in and you're so glowy.
Yeah.
And I left it on the side in the bathroom, and Alex kept coming out looking really dewy and really good. And I was like, what have you been using of mine in there? Because I know that you've packed nothing. And he's like, I've used your little plain stuff on my face this morning. I'm like, yeah, have you?
That'll be £1, please.
Yeah, exactly. But I remember just thinking it was really expensive, but it lives up to the hype. And I'm yet to see how it performs with like kind of problem skin.
Yeah.
And part of me wants to do it as like a big, thick mask, because it's basically, it looks like a balm, like a lip balm. You only need a tiny bit, and then you rub it into your fingers and it turns into an oil.
Really?
Yeah, and then you put it on your face and it's lovely. Really, really like it.
I have been wanting to try it for quite a while. I might invest after you've approved.
Yeah, well, I've just seen it's $19.99 on Amazon, and that is for the, it doesn't actually say. Let me just have a look. 59 mil, which is the same as I got.
I'm going to have a look.
Should have been £22. 2 ounces. You can buy 30 mil for £13, 2 ounces for £19.99, and 118 mil for £26.79. Oh, yeah, that's it. Interesting.
I want
it. But yeah, no, I love it. So it claims to have really good kind of healing benefits for broken skin or anything like that. But I also had very, very dry lips when I was there, and used it as a lip balm, and it was great.
Oh my God, I hate forgetting lip balms places.
Yeah.
Lip balm is the one thing I always have, have with me.
Yeah, well, it's a good little lip balm.
Do love that.
Yep. Do you have a third item?
I do. I actually have two, which I'll save the next one for the next hit list.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of trying to pick between the two. I'm going to go for my original one. So this is something that I have had for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
All my items haven't been gifted, by the way. Cry, why am I not famous enough?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I've had it for quite a while. It's an eye cream or an eye treatment. But I found Kiehl's Creamy Avocado Eye Cream, and that is my favourite eye cream ever, because I just feel like it doesn't get rid of dark circles. Obviously, we've done it up on blah, 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 like your skin's thin, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like my eyes are really moisturised after, so I really need to repurchase that. But in the meantime, I was kind of like, I've been a bit poor at the minute. I've been looking at what I already have. So I found this little gem. I forgot I even had it. It's the Elemis Pro Collagen Advanced Eye Treatment. And a gel kind of thing. It's really good. And it's fucking massive.
Yeah.
It's absolutely massive. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's 15 milliliters, but it's massive. I feel like the packaging makes it look like there's so much more.
Yeah.
It is a pricey one. The whole Pro Collagen range from Elemis is so expensive. However, I kind of got my range on QVC.
Yes, I remember.
Do you remember? Yeah. So this eye treatment is £46 for that alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the whole Pro Collagen Pack for like £80 on QVC. It's amazing.
Oh my God.
And that includes the really nice Pro Collagen Cleansing Balm. Mm-hmm. That's like the butter. Oh my God, that is one of my favourite cleansing balms ever. But yeah, anyway, this eye treatment, it's just really good. Like, it targets your fine lines and wrinkles around the delicate eye area. And obviously your eyes are quite sensitive. I feel like this is really nice. It's quite soothing as well because it's like a gel texture. Yeah, so it's really good for smoothing your skin and giving you more youthful appearance. It's got like quite a lot of good ingredients and like amino acids in it, and it's really good for locking the moisture deep into your skin. But I just really like it. I don't know if I really, really like it because it's the only eye cream I've got of them in it, or if I really like it because I just, it is really good. But don't get me wrong, I will be repurchasing the Kiehl's one.
I just still can't get on board with an eye cream.
Oh no, I love an eye cream.
Really do
I do love Elemis again. Though. Elemis is one of my favourite skincare brands.
Yeah, it is divine.
I love it.
I do like going for my favourite spa. I go every year for Christmas with the gals as our Christmas present. And it is such a bougie spa. I mean, it's way beyond me being able to afford to go really around Christmas, but it's amazing. And they use Elemis and
It's just so nice.
I always feel great afterwards.
So nice.
So my last product for the hit list this month is the Shiro Saki Kasu Lotion.
Nice.
So I'm sorry if I've said it wrong. Saki Kasu Lotion. This was actually gifted along with the cleansing balm, and I think you used a serum as well.
Yep.
So this, it's essentially a toner. It's called a lotion. I'm not sure why. But, oh my God, I have never used a toner that's had such calming, immediate effects.
Really?
My skin, honestly, looks just chill AF as soon as I've used it. I was quite excited to try them kind of like as a routine because they also have the UV cream. I haven't used that yet because I've been a bit obsessed with my Supergoop. However, this, I mean, I've got high hopes for it because if this is what the lotion is like, then that's going to be amazing. So it's got rice wine in it, which is an alcoholic bev, of course. So when I was looking at the website, it kind of made me giggle a lot because it is a relatively new brand, but I think it's just got a bit lost in translation. So the description of it says, supplicates moisture to the skin smoothly. You can feel the moist skin like it will suck on the dry and dull skin. I think it's just a loss in translation, but it is amazing. Like I said, we were gifted it, so I didn't pay the £45 asking price. But I'll be very, very sad when it runs out.
Yeah, that's
very sad indeed.
Dead so sad.
Did you have one more product?
I'm going to save it.
Oh, okay.
Fab. I have been enjoying a new book.
Yes. I was going to say, let's move to the culturals.
Yeah, I have been reading the really happy topic, The Tattooist of Auschwitz.
Ooh, how is it?
It's good, but it's quite sad. It's written really well. I visited Auschwitz this year. So like reading it, and hearing how they describe like the camps and like where everyone sleeps and stuff. Like I literally have the picture in my mind. So I can picture it quite well. It's just obviously
quite harrowing,
terrible and shocking that it's not fiction.
Yeah.
But I'm enjoying the book.
I've been reading The Break.
My favourite book ever.
I read it in like 5 days, which is a personal best.
I've been trying to get you to read that for ages.
Yeah. You know what? I hated it, I loved it, I hated it, I loved it, I hated it, and then I loved the ending because I felt like I deserved the ending that I wanted and I got the ending that I wanted. But there were times when I was just like, I fucking hate this. You know, you just hate the characters. You're like, why would you do that? Why? Mm-hmm. Why would you do it? But I did enjoy it in the end. I would highly recommend it being a read.
The love stories.
Yeah, you podcast. See, I want to listen to that, yeah.
Yeah, she did one with Marianne Keyes, with who's Keyes, the author of that. It's really good.
Yeah.
I mean, really like her.
It is kind of a frustrating read, but I read it in 5 days on holiday, and it is just very addictive for somebody that's taken 5 years to read Shantaram.
I honestly cried.
Yeah, I cried a few times.
Like, on the train every morning, like, bah, bah, yeah. what if this happened to me?
Yeah.
It's really good.
Essentially, it's about a married couple who the guy has like deals with a bit of grief in his life and just decides his way to treat himself and just to deal with everything is just go away traveling for 6 months, but have a complete break. So
from
he can shag whoever
yeah.
he wants and she can shag whoever she wants. But 6 months, that's it. He's gone and he'll be back after 6 months. And it's just a story.
Or he might
of,
not
like,
be back.
Yeah. Well, it's, you have to find out, read and see what happens.
But it's like, I said to you, if Carl up and left me just with the kids and was like, I'm going, like, I'll be back or I might not be back, depends on how it goes, I'd be like, don't fucking bother coming back. Fuck off.
Well, it's a lengthy debate and we both had differing views on it, but it is still a really good book.
It's an amazing book.
Yeah. My other thing is Bon Iver's new album. I was gonna say it off.
The exact same thing.
Oh my god, so I got tickets to see Bon Iver about 5 years ago because they were only playing in Blackpool or London. And I was like, for fuck's sake, why Blackpool?
I know, and then they cancelled.
Yeah, they cancelled it. And then I was hoping they'd do Glastonbury this year, but they didn't, so fingers crossed next year. However, the new album is absolute fire and I was on the plane when they released tickets.
You should have texted me. I got some.
I know. Well, they're still on sale. There's still some left.
Why don't you get some then?
I will. I'm just going to wait till payday.
What if they sell out?
Yeah, well, I'll be fucked.
Yeah, that's sad. You'll probably be able to get some secondhand or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love it. It's so nice. Carl texted me, sent me Hey Ma, where he's like, Hey Ma.
Hey, Ma.
And I said to him last night, I was like, oh, I got tickets, by the way. And he was like, what the fuck? He was like, I knew who they were before you did. And I was like, you sent me one song. You sent me one song that you liked because it probably came up on that new release.
Yeah.
So you don't know them.
You don't know Bon Iver like I know Bon Iver. I used to call them Bon Iver as well.
So did I, yeah.
Bon Iver.
Bon Iver.
I did have one more thing and I've forgotten what it is.
Go on, bitch. I can't really think, to be honest. Oh my god. At time of recording, this is really recent, but when this comes out it'll probably be old news. But Jesse Nelson's documentary,
yeah.
Amazing. Honestly, I cried at watching it. Aww. I cry so much on trains. I cried watching it. It's really, really inspiring but also really sad.
Oh man.
I'd recommend.
Yeah.
Because it is, she was saying like generations grow up nowadays and social media is all they know.
Yeah.
And it's sad. Like, mm-hmm. I'm sad for my children in the world that they're going to grow up in.
Yeah, I know. It is terrible.
I want them to go and play out without worried about being bullied online and stuff.
Yeah.
But I would, if you haven't already watched this, then please do. I feel like it's really important to watch. And if you've got kids, make your kids watch it. If you've got younger brothers or sisters, make them watch it.
Yeah.
Because if they are being bullied, which is sad, then they'll know that they're not alone. Or if they are a bully, they'll know how much it can affect somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I do need to watch that. I saw it was advertised, but...
Really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Before we go, I can't honestly cannot remember what I was going to say as my other one. I know it was just Bon Iver's album in the break. There was definitely a film of some kind.
Did you watch one on the plane?
No, I didn't. I read my book the whole way. I'll let you know when I remember.
Okay, girl.
Before we go, I just wanted to say the next time you will hear... a hit list will be next year. Yeah, because we have decided, I know it's a long way off and we don't need to really speak about it now, but I'm just letting you know in regards to the hit list.
Well,
maybe we could do a Christmas special after.
Yeah,
New Year
true.
Special.
People are obviously going to be upset, so we must let them know.
We must let them know this far in advance. We are going to take, we're going to do one Christmas special episode the first Tuesday of December, and then we are off until the end of January. Middle to end of
January. Just because, like, obviously with, like, last year we took a break as well.
Yeah.
But, like, this year it's very different, like, it's not as easy for us to get together and record anymore because my working hours are a lot different.
Yeah.
And we've obviously got a lot going on with work, friends and family around the festive time and like birthdays and stuff. And we don't want to put content together that's rushed because we have to. So we're just going to take a break and enjoy ourselves.
Yeah.
And we hope you appreciate that.
Yeah. Because you know what? Podcasting is really hard.
It is. And like...
it sounds like we have fun all the time, which we do, but fuck me, it is not easy.
Yeah. And it's like... I don't edit the eps. Mm-hmm. But if I were Charlie, I wouldn't want to be sat there like during yeah. my evenings in December when yeah. I'm meant to be going around the Christmas markets and yeah. drinking mulled wine and eating all the gingerbread. I would not want to be sat there.
Yeah.
Just editing episodes.
Yeah. Well, it's
we sound like we hate it. We're like, I don't want to do this during a time when it should be about me.
I love it. And I wish we could do it full time. But as we all know, Christmas is very busy at the best of times. So we hope that you respect that we've decided to take a break this year from podcasting for just over a month.
And mid-Jan, by the way, is because it's my birthday at the start of January.
Yeah.
And I don't want to spend my birthday in a small room with you.
Oh, cool. Thanks. So, yes, the next set will obviously... We'll tell you again near the time, I'm sure. But we'll do a really fun Christmas episode. And the next time you will hear a hit list will be next year. So maybe we'll do a big bumper one. Mm-hmm. And we can see what Christmas presents we've
my
got.
My hit list. So I asked my sister for this. Yeah, anyway. Bye.
Goodbye, my angel.
Bye. Before we finally leave you alone, we would like to say a massive, massive thank you to our sponsor, who are Heckles.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the moment you've all been waiting for, the discount code.
Ta-da! I bring good news. So if you would like to receive 20% off of your order at Heckles, then use the code BIRTHDAYSKIN20. You probably could have guessed
I was just thinking that
the whole time. I love doing that. I always like to try and guess Wi-Fi passwords and discount codes, just like I think I know everything in the world.
Have you seen that like meme where it's like when you've exhausted all the codes and it's just like, please?
Please. No, but that's what everyone's been doing the whole way through this episode until they've found out that it was...
But you've got it now. It's BIRTHDAYSKIN20, all capital letters, and... If you do purchase something, do let us know what you get.
Yes, definitely. And if you do get the GPS candle or the mixology sets, then enjoy the seed paper and receiving the little mycelium.
Feed the birds and the bees.
Yeah, enjoy it. And yes, enjoy your new Heckles product. Thank you very much for being our sponsors.
Thanks.